Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as you can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Wednesday, the 20th of November. Good morning, everyone. You're all very, very welcome. So let's get straight into it then. Very, very interesting day yesterday from a headline news-driven perspective. There's not an awful lot on the schedules side of economic news. It's more on the geopolitical side. So we had this a series of headlines, let's say, hitting the airwaves, and the markets are reacting really aggressively to those headlines, which I'll explain now in just a moment. Just before we do, a quick introduction: all profitable traders, they need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection, there's a lot to choose from. It's important you choose the right ones. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Your ability to manage a trade. There's a lot of education, of course, on all of these topics in your members area, and trade psychology as well. Yesterday was a really good example of a psychological shift in these financial markets, which we'll break down for you in a little bit more detail. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and willing to be patient as and when is required. Okay, so let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we will bring up Forex Factory. So let's have a quick look at yesterday's news events. We currently up on screen. We've had a monetary policy report hearings out of the UK. It didn't really have much impact on the pound at all. We were wondering if it probably might do. Certainly, yesterday's narrative was more so about the dollar and these headlines which were hitting the airwaves. And then an interesting development, we're seeing inflation tick higher across major economies, and the next one is the Canada, and the Canadian economy is ticking a little bit higher than what is expected. So that's feeding into many other global economies like Europe, the UK, and the US, which are just seeing at the minute it's very, very marginal uptick in inflation. So perhaps nothing to get too freaked out about, but there's definitely this sort of global increase in inflation. And obviously that becomes a bit of a concern to central banks in those jurisdictions. Okay, so today, Wednesday, the 20th of November now, again, the UK economy just ticking higher in terms of inflation on the headline and the core side. So that's quite an interesting development. We'll have a look at the pound in just a second. But as far as the rest of the day is concerned, there's very little to... We've got the ECB financial stability review, which may be of significance for the euro. These are medium impact events, perhaps. So whether we get a bit of a move off the back of it, it's probably unlikely. So this is Christine Lagarde due to deliver opening remarks at the ECB conference on the financial stability and macro prudential policy in Frankfurt. Financial stability is really what these central banks are all about, stabilizing prices, stabilizing financial markets. And that could be an interesting development. That's at 1 o'clock, so we'll be trading this afternoon during that speech. We'll see if there's any kind of market reaction to that. And just as far as crude oil is concerned, we'll have crude oil inventories today at 3:30. That's UK time, of course. With our previous positive number, we're now expecting a slightly negative market number coming through. Okay, so that's the view for the day. So in terms of we can perhaps, because we're still in the Dow Jones, we can perhaps have a look at what was happening there yesterday. So this is our take profit. We got very close to taking hitting our take profit order, just down at these slightly lower levels. So this move yesterday started to kick in as a direct result from hearing that Ukraine were escalating their attacks inside of Russia with their long-range missiles, which were approved largely by the US and the UK. Europe and Germany are probably less inclined to approve. But certainly there was approval to fire long-range missiles into Russia, which is an escalation. And as a result, Russia responded with a change in their nuclear doctrine, you know, kind of allowing allowing the Kremlin to act in certain circumstances with their nuclear warheads, which is it's a really significant escalation. And as a result, we started to see in a relatively short period of time, these equity markets sell off really aggressively. And if you look at it on the hourly time frame, so I'm pretty sure we were kind of around, we'd made the move prior to that. We moved a little bit lower, we kind of pulled back. And then we just, these markets really fell quite significantly, somewhere in the region of 400 points as far as the Dow Jones is concerned. And we were, our take profit was just 100 points below these lows, so pretty close to it in the end. But then we saw this reversal across the board over the next 5 hours. And now we look like we're making a little bit more progress to the upside. So what very quickly became clear is probably two things. There was then news coming out of Russia to suggest that they were open to peace talks, which is a strange development post saying, right, well, we could potentially drop nuclear warheads, but they're open to negotiations and peace talks. Trump was mentioned as well. So that creates a very, very interesting dynamic. And as a result, the markets looked at that as an opportunity to pivot across the board. And you can see those very clearly defined pivots, especially in the S&P 500. The nuclear story started to sell off very, very aggressively. And we kept talking about how important these support levels actually are. Now, now we've kind of reversed and prices are moving in the other direction. Now, we're still in the Dow Jones. We have mitigated risk on that trade. And you can see prices, you know, really reversing now. And one thing to take into consideration with this move is the potential upside that's likely to come through the markets as a result of NVIDIA corporate earnings. So that's due out today. The figure we're looking for is somewhere in the region of 34 billion, if I'm not mistaken. So let me just confirm that number for you now. So for that, we just get this information from investing.com. And it's just, you get a little bit more of a bit of an insight when you just click on the NVIDIA tab. Because what we've seen is $4 billion increments in revenue numbers, which is staggering. You can see the upside. So here's the concern. We're expecting $33 billion. Previously, we got $30 billion. So we may need to, as you can see down below, we've over the last 2 years, we've outstripped targets quite convincingly. And really, the market will be looking for the same to happen this time around. And we got these $4 billion. Excuse me. Oh, I didn't mean to give that feedback there, but never mind. So you can see the incremental upside. And the market's going to be watching very, very carefully to see at what point will the revenues that have been piling into NVIDIA, when they'll start to slow down. So if we get less than 33 billion, that is potentially a trigger for these revenue numbers to slow down. If we get in 34 and above, then we are off to the races once more and would probably expect some significant market volatility to the upside. So once we've had news from the Russian side of things to suggest, right, firstly, we're going to change our nuclear doctrine to basically allow us to drop bombs if we're being attacked by non-nuclear nations, which is a massive escalation on things, to then saying, right, well, we are open to peace talks. So a bit of a turnaround, to say the least. And now the market's begun to focus on NVIDIA corporate earnings with an expectation that we'll exceed corporate earnings and we'll exceed earnings per share, which this market has been doing now for comfortably 2 years. So that's the positivity trade, is the fact that the Russian dilemma has been smoothed over and they are open to peace talks and hopefully not dropping nuclear warheads. That would be a devastating dynamic for financial markets. So we only really saw that impact play out for about an hour or so, an hour and a half maybe, before the reversal started to kick in. And then the markets clearly start shifting to, right, well, if that's taken care of, we'll start focusing on NVIDIA, which is likely to be a significant driver of financial markets actually to the upside. So this is what we're really seeing going into NVIDIA, is the potential for this further upside to kick in. So we've got the 59.23 with the S&P 500. Yeah, 59.23. So let's just perhaps cherry pick one other. So the question is, it's really the market is pricing in a positive corporate news event from NVIDIA. And if it comes in and meets market expectations, then we'll get a really defined rally. And if it doesn't, then we could end up looking for some selling opportunities. So we're actually still in this trade to the downside. We're kind of bouncing off these lows. Probably worth keeping for now. Elsewhere across the, we can probably have a look at the S&P 500 for the US. Not wanting to, like yesterday, not really wanting to go all in on that sort of nuclear story, but to just be mindful of it. With the Nikkei, it's a bit indecisive. Same type of dynamic yesterday from the German DAX, you know, really quite worried and concerned for a period. It started to reverse very aggressively, and now it's looking a little bit more on the positive side. And something similar really for the CAC. So really our focus is for now, it's kind of a risk on narrative now for the S&P with NVIDIA in full focus. Okay, so with this in mind then, let's have a quick look at the dollar. So the dollar is an interesting one, because what we can do is, from a price action perspective, we can put a little box around this price action over the last 4 or 5 days. So let's just take this off the screen. So this is what we're talking about for the dollar. Do we have any real clarity in terms of whether we get an upside opportunity? We would need to be buying above yesterday's 2- and 3-day highs. And that will be the counter trend trade. Don't forget, the momentum trade is still to the downside. So we can have a look for a bit of dollar strength if we see that across the board. So that's, we have the potential for risk on with the equities and risk off with the dollar. So this is the confusing part to these markets currently. Same sort of sideways moving pattern over the last 4 or 5 days, the potential for weakness in the dollar. So the euro has a bit of dollar strength for now, and the pound potentially is open to a bit of dollar weakness. Dollar strength against the yen, that's quite an outsized reversal and rally. Let's see if that is playing out. Of course it is. Strong rejection yesterday, and then really overnight, a really, really strong rally in the yen. But sticking with the dollar for now, there's more dollar strength than there is dollar weakness. Perhaps something like buying dollar CAD might be an interesting trade. And we were saying if these markets would pull back into resistance, we'd be looking to sell these trades, and that's pretty much kind of what's happened. This might be an opportunity to start selling. So what we'll do is we'll have a look at dollar strength. Again, weakness. We've seen a big move already today. So not a great opportunity from that perspective. Crude oil, just to finish with some commodities. So we weren't too keen to get into this rally yesterday above those yesterday highs. And I suppose price action has proved somewhat supportive of that decision, with the potential for a strong, you know, resistance at slightly higher prices. Now, if we get a bit of a rollover to the downside, and we do have crude oil inventories later on today, so do bear that in mind, which could be a bit of a game changer. And don't forget, a negative number from crude oil inventories would push prices higher. Literally less inventory, so increases demand, pushes prices higher. And same to the downside. If it comes in a positive number, we'd expect probably a negative market reaction. So we can keep an eye out for that development. So gold is the last one. We were saying yesterday, no real surprise to see it rally. If it can, we've got some resistance up at today's daily highs around 2650, I think we were talking about yesterday. And if it starts to sell off, it's more of a technical trade if there is strength in the dollar, but we probably have slightly better opportunities elsewhere in markets like the euro dollar. So we get in and we'll have a look at those in a little bit more detail. So look, the dollar strength trade is primed in like the euro and also the Aussie dollar. And you could argue the dollar CAD as well and the New Zealand dollar. So there's a few little dollar trades for us to have a look at now in the European live trade room for those of you that can join us. So yesterday's analysis turned out to be quite accurate, but we had this slightly unusual sort of nuclear threat from Russia, which completely turned everything up on its head yesterday before the markets actually rallied very aggressively lower and then reversing off its lows and then started to focus on NVIDIA corporate earnings and completely and utterly ignoring the nuclear dynamics. So shows you again resilience and how quickly psychology can shift in these markets. So yesterday's market summary, potential risk on markets. And I think we can say there's a differential between the dollar and the indice price action. So yesterday we were looking at the S&P buy above the 5908. Now we're looking at the 5923. But we had a round trip yesterday. NASDAQ, we just remove for now. Let's take a couple of opportunities then in the euro dollar. So this time, today, now we're looking to sell. You see, we just want to make it clear that there is this strange dynamic that's currently playing out in these financial markets, which is a risk on in the indices versus a risk off in the dollar. So normally you'd have somewhat correlation between risk on and risk off. That's not really the markets that we're currently dealing with right now. So so the euro dollar, let's get an actual number for you on that euro dollar trade. Current price is fine. The 0570. So 570, and we might do something like, excuse me, and we might do something like the Aussie dollar. Okay. Sorry, bear with me a second. Let's have a look at the Aussie dollar then. So Aussie dollar looking to... So I'll bring this up on screen now and I'll post it into the chat box. So looking for that strength trade in the Aussie dollar. Again, around these current prices, below the 5,900. 5,900. And we could look at something like the dollar CAD as well. But this would be a buy trade, of course, buy above. Let's get that number for the dollar CAD. So today's daily high so far is the 139.66. 139.66. Okay, just commodities. Okay, and the buy trade. In the S&P is probably enough for us to work with just for now. We'll remove that gold trade. So our summary for the day, and we're just going to be moving into the European trading session now in literally just about a minute's time. So yesterday we were talking about the potential for risk on. We were in a bit of a stage of indecision. Now we have more of a risk on market dynamic positivity around NVIDIA, which corporate earnings that were due out on the close of the US markets this evening. We'll have to find out the exact time of release. It'll be between sort of 9:30 UK time and 10:30. So we broadly have now, there's a bit of resolution to the whole sort of nuclear story. We're now focusing a little bit more on corporate earnings and NVIDIA. As a result, we'd probably see the S&P 500 we'd be looking for a buying opportunity above 59.23. And then it's about a dollar. It's about dollar strength, looking to sell the euro dollar below the 105.70, which is the current price, selling the Aussie dollar below the 5,900. Was it 5,900? Sorry, let me. Yeah, it was 5,900. Sorry, yeah, for the Aussie dollar. Let's have a quick look. 50. No, lucky I checked. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, it was the New Zealand dollar. So the Aussie dollar, the actual price is the 65.20. Okay. So just to round things up, we're looking to sell the euro dollar below the 105.70. It's the Aussie dollar looking to sell below the 65.20. I apologize for that. And the dollar CAD looking to buy above the 139.66. Okay, so look, that just about deals with it. These narratives don't really include Russia dropping nuclear warheads. Certainly that was a kind of a standalone dynamic yesterday, which rattled markets obviously to the downside. But then those fears were subsided relatively swiftly. Started to see a bit of a turnaround, and then the market started to focus on corporate earnings once more. So we do have this potentially hawkish Fed dynamic. So we'll be keeping a close eye on the risk-off trade. We've got an awful lot of indecision really at current prices. So we can still go either direction as far as narrative. So a bit of a bit of mental flexibility, a little bit of mental dexterity there to just keep us, I suppose, focused on probably the right opportunities in the right areas, but make sure we don't get too attached to any particular trade in any direction as things currently stand. Okay, great stuff. Listen, thanks very much for joining us. On that note, we let you go. Any questions, do feel free to post them and do contact us if you do have any questions about anything covered in this webinar. So on that note, we let you go. Thank you for joining us as always. My pleasure, guys. We'll see you in the European session now in just a few seconds. So from everyone here at the Live Trade Room, thanks so much. For more information, do go to thelivetraderoom.com and do connect with us through our website if you do have any questions about anything trading related. So look, on that note, we'll speak to you soon. My pleasure, everyone. Take care. Bye for now.